The next morning, the three sleepy friends wait for Sonia outside her house. Philip Cummins' men are also ready to leave, although they're not as enthusiastic.
"Our boss literally threw us out of bed," complains Jim. "We have to follow those kids step by step."
Jim's words are interrupted by Philip Cummins' voice from the mobile phone.
"Jim, Tony, can you hear me?"
"Yes, boss, loud and clear," replies Tony.
"Don't ever lose sight of them, do you hear me? Call me every evening to keep me posted, and above all, don't get caught. If you do your jobs well, you will be suitably rewarded."
"Don't worry, boss,"
they both reply. Our friends climb aboard the Flying Scotsman, the train that will take them to Scotland. When they reach Ben Nevis, without wasting time, they have a meeting in order to organise the expedition in the best way possible. "This is the map I found in the library," explains Sonia. "It says that there are four pieces of stone hidden on Ben Nevis. We have to find them if we want to find the lost city of Carminia. The map suggests that we look for these four things by using the four cardinal points on the compass.